Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. I'm a team filling in for Qasim today. And our guest today is James. So James, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. So my name is James Pyle. I'm the founder and CEO of Awareness Elevation. And we specialize in certified high performance coaching. And we also coach speakers on how to go speak in schools. So I currently actually reside in Southern California, but I've only been there for about 3 weeks this year. So I've been basically all over the country, speaking in different schools at different events and hosting different workshops that we do. So I just have been staying really busy, and I'm blessed to just have so much opportunity on my plate.
Amazing. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
Oh, man, great question. Really, this business is a progression of my entire career, my entire life. I started my first company when I was 21 years old, still a senior at university. And I actually kind of went down a little bit of a dark path. I had a lot of success early in my life, and also overcoming a lot of childhood trauma. My coping mechanism was to turn to drugs and alcohol at an early age. Also because of that early childhood trauma, I became performance oriented. I adopted the belief that I was unworthy and would never be good enough. But the way that I could show that was through performing and doing things. So that really led me along that path of entrepreneurship and, you know, making money, chasing carnal desires. And it ended up with about 5-6 years ago, I lost everything. I crashed and burned, hit rock bottom, lost everything, and began this process of rebuilding myself. And really that journey was a journey of self-awareness for me. And so from that process of beginning to understand who I actually was, I actually began to really like myself. And then I fell in love with myself. And that's really what led us to start Awareness Elevation, to be able to get a message out to people, to help them know that no matter what you've been through, no matter, you know, how high or how low you feel right now, you can take control of your life and do the work to build yourself. And by building yourself, you will attract the level of success you desire.
That's an amazing message. So in terms of, you know, your actual business, so can you talk a little bit more about what specifically you do? And I guess what makes you better than your competition?
Sure. Well, everything, obviously, right? yeah. So what we're actually doing right now, we just launched a big campaign. We're going to be pushing out a contest here in the next few weeks. We're actually looking for the next top school speaker in America. So we're running this big, huge contest across the nation. And we're looking for a student, like an actual, you know, youth student that's a top speaker. We're looking for an educator that's a top speaker. And we're just looking for an everyday hero that's a top speaker. So as part of that process, we've also created scholarships for our coaching program. One of my partners is a gentleman who has spent the last 7 years speaking full time, spoken on over 1,000 stages to over 1 million people. And we realized that it was time to start discipling others to how to go and do that themselves. Really, what's underlying in my drive for me is I'm sick of people talking about it. You know, things are jacked up. We can all agree on that. If not, that's a different self-awareness conversation. But things are jacked up, especially in the education sector. So rather than sitting around talking about it or listening to sound bites of talking heads online or social media, I want to actually do something about it. And the way that I believe that we can do something about it is by getting good people who are leaders by example to go into these schools and actually show these youngsters, hey, I was your age one time. I went through a bunch of crazy stuff. I made a bunch of terrible decisions that you don't need to make. And then I figured out what life was about. Let me just give you the shortcut to help you know what life's about, so that you can learn now how to start building yourself and building your discipline. So with that, we actually run a program called Top Speaker Playbook, where actually people come in and in 90 days or less, they're going to get every single thing they need to go and speak in schools successfully. So they're going to get, you know, a webpage on our site. They're going to get branding. They're going to get an executive bio. They're going to get a professionally produced demo reel. They're going to get unparalleled access and support from the coaches and the community. And we also, as part of that, We do a high performance coaching framework called the High Performance Accelerator. We've actually paired that together as a free like bonus add on with the top speaker training, because guess what? Like we just said, success is attracted to who we are, not what we want. So you can learn all about speaking all day long, but if you're not learning high performance and how to actually lead by example, you're never going to make it and last at that thing. Because I think, you know, I think the worst thing in life is actually having something and losing it. I think that's way worse than never having it. Because if you've never had something, you always wonder what it's like. But when you've had something and you lose it, man, that's a tough one. And so really our mission is to help people understand it's not about getting success. It's about being success, because then you keep it when you get it.
That makes sense. So in terms of speaking in schools, like what does that look like? I mean, is this something where somebody goes to school and they can make, you know, a good career out of speaking in schools? Like, you know, is it like, you know, paid gigs? I guess like if someone's going to join your program, obviously there's, you know, very lucrative public speaking gigs, but, you know, in terms of schools specifically, which it seems like you're focused on, are these schools, you know, paying lots of money for these speakers?
Yeah. So surprisingly, they are. Okay. Part of it is the way that the offer is put together and is presented to the school. Like, you know, if you just go in saying, hey, I'm going to come in as a motivational speaker. Okay. You're probably going to run into some roadblocks there in terms of budgeting, allocation, and those sorts of things. But there are ways to approach these scenarios where actually oftentimes the most successful students that come through our program, they're actually able to book speaking gigs in excess of $10,000 per opportunity per school. So a lot of people aren't even aware of how lucrative this can be. And I always share with people too, even beyond that, you know, I mean, we start with the why. You know, we want to know who you are. Why should people even listen to you? Like, what do you know about that you could speak about that's actually, and why people should listen? And then beyond that, that translates into everything in terms of a career, like you just said. So I kind of see school speaking, and not to, I guess, downgrade it or anything at all, but I see it as kind of like the farm leagues of like the public speaking realm, where like you can come in here, you can get tons of reps, you can get paid to learn, and then you can actually take those skill sets and go take them into the professional speaking arena in other capacities, right? Another thing to be aware of in this realm is that it's beyond just speaking, right? A lot of times we're pairing either books or curriculums or digital programs or things of that nature that then we would sell to a school or a district, and then we'll do the speech for free. So there's different ways to put the packaging together. And I think a lot of people are surprised at how good of an income they could earn at this. You know, I think a lot of people look for like a side hustle. In my mind, if you're going to have a side hustle, you need a commission-based, outcome, performance-based side hustle. You need something that you can get a big splash for not as much time requirement as whatever your main thing is, right? So rather than just taking another position where we're trading time for money, we can actually create a scenario where we're providing a valuable outcome, and then people want to transact because they want to purchase that outcome.
That makes sense. So for example, someone like myself, you know, being a business leader, are those people who you work with, you know, founders, CEOs, and then for, you know, they might not be speaking all the time because they're, you know, I'm running a company, but at least occasionally, and it kind of gets them to, for example, like on a bigger stage, speaking at conferences or expos and things like that.
Yeah, 100%. And I think one of the biggest barriers to entry for most people, and I even went through this myself, I'd spoken in a bunch of different capacities throughout my life. But then when I was like, really, I felt called to get into school speaking. And as I was getting into it, I really didn't quite understand the landscape. And I will tell you and your listeners this. One of the best ways to start speaking is to just go and offer a free talk, right? Go to a local group that meets up locally in terms of networking, or go to a school, or contact somebody you know who's a teacher and just tell them, hey, let me just come talk to your class for like 10 minutes, right? Because what that does, it takes it from this intangible thing in our minds to becoming a reality right now. And there's all kinds of wins you can get from that, from video of yourself talking in a school or a classroom, testimonials from teachers. We have our students a lot of times go speak in a teacher's class. And after they give that talk, the teacher will walk the speaker down to the principal's office and make an introduction, which, as you can imagine, is so much more powerful than a cold email, right? Because they're getting inundated with those every single day, all day long. So that's a really powerful thing. And we have a ton of, that's just a, you know, little taste and sprinkling of some of the unconventional guerrilla marketing style things that we do that help our speakers be successful. But back to what you were saying about, you know, being a business leader and business owners. One of the interesting things about life is that we're pretty much all expected to be great at a certain skill, but we're really never taught that skill. And that skill is communication, right? Because in order to be an effective leader, you got to communicate like crazy. And every company I build, that every company I'm involved in advising, I encourage in standards and expectations. And one of the standards and in every company is that communicate timely and effectively, because I always let people know bad news is okay. Good news is great, but no news is unacceptable. Right. And I even say, like, think of the newscasters on 9/11. Do you think they wanted to go on the news and tell people about this horrible tragedy? No, but they had to go give the news. So speaking is such an important skill set, as is sales, as you guys, I'm sure, are well aware, right? And these are things that are not really traditionally taught in most educational landscapes, if you will. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for anybody who wants to make a difference. And really, that's what the core of this is, right? Is helping people align to make a difference. There's so many entrepreneurs that are just so like money or outcome or success focused. And then what happens? They achieve it. And then what? You're happy for about 30 seconds. And then you're like, oh, what's the next mark now, right? So what I learned several years ago when I lost everything and had to rebuild myself was that if I redefine success as just building the best version of myself each and every single day, I'll always be successful. And I focus in building myself by building intangible things that could never be taken from me: character, integrity, discipline, resilience, all of these traits, right? And without going too much off into a rabbit trail, I just kind of felt where this was going, and I felt like I'm supposed to share some of this. So I do what's called elective adversity. I practice every single day, and I choose to put myself into adverse circumstances as often as possible throughout my day on purpose. So that when life hands me adverse circumstances, this is just another repetition, right? Versus most people who we want things to be easier. We want stuff to go smoothly. We don't want to have struggle and all these things. And then when it hits, decimation occurs, right? And that's really the message I help to help young people to know and understand, and our speakers to know and understand, is first and foremost, you got to know who you are. When you know who you are, you know why you're here and what to do. And the number one place that everybody in the world has attacked the most since the beginning of time is identity, right? We're all told all this programming and all that affects our identity. So really just choosing a path to be putting good stuff out into the world and focusing on building oneself to be a leader by example, you will impact and affect everybody. So I'll chuck it back to you. I could wax deep on all this stuff. So I kind of just want you to tell me where you want me to go.
No, it's good. It's good. I was just curious. So what is the role of technology in your business?
Sure. To be perfectly honest, we need to step our game up. We utilize, obviously, you know, tech for automation, for our CRM, for marketing and all those things. Just with the way things have happened, as I'm sure you guys are super versed and well aware in, is with AI and ChatGPT, being able to become an industry leader in terms of developing AI coaching tools, right? So being able to create things and scenarios that can help coaches and speakers get more done in less time.
That's awesome. So what specifically do you think the AI can do in terms of helping coaches and speakers do, you know, better at their jobs?
Oh man, so much great stuff, you know, from just like the very basics of like idea generation around speaking topics, being able to put a speech in and have it, you know, give you a maybe a little bit sexier version of it, put back out, providing those outlines and structures of step-by-step SOPs for how to do certain things. You know, that's the tip of the iceberg. Some more of the other stuff is like synesthesia and some of this deep fake stuff with all the videos and audio. And I mean, stuff is wild now, right? Like it looks really real, you know? So just being able to leverage that stuff to be able to take the inefficiencies out of their work without it becoming a big time suck and a learning curve. Because what is every entrepreneur, and not even entrepreneurs, that most people struggle with is freaking shiny object syndrome. So, you know, it's kind of like, we were even doing some marketing the other day, and I was like, we should just do like a marketing AI tools resource page on our site and have people sign up for this weekly email, like all these other AI tool sources are doing, and is specifically to coaches and speakers, because that's an easy, you know, like easy database to build, an easy thing to provide to people. But that's what people are actually wanting. They're going to be like, oh, wait, your company has the AI stuff? Okay, let me learn from you. Right. So, and that's where I really see a transition happening across the board in the online curriculum, digital coaching space, because of the accessibility and availability of info, especially from AI. It's less about the coaching and the curriculum, And it's more about the tools and the way to apply what you're being taught. So I'm actually seeing some of the top best people. They've actually taken their super expensive coaching programs, even like, you know, digital marketing type programs, and they've actually made them free because they're selling people the software that will help them use AI and build all this stuff automatically that they're creating for their businesses.
That's awesome. So how do people find out about you? Because I think the service that you're offering has so much value. I mean, there's so many people that would love to learn how to public speak and speak at schools. They have no idea that you even exist. So how do you like just get the word out about your services?
Yeah, totally. So we do a lot of podcasts, content creation and production. We actually do a lot of word of mouth because, you know, my one partner who's been in this industry for so long, he has a huge database of people who are interested in speaking and know about him. However, beyond that, really what we've actually been doing with this contest is getting out into the education sector. So then now the students are competing in this contest. The teachers are competing in this contest. They're finding out about these programs and they're bringing that information into the schools. So then now, as we're getting this big buzz happening, now more people are finding out about us in an organic matter. To be perfectly frank, though, we can always improve. We have tons, leaps and bounds to get better at. And this is a relatively new program. So we launched it at the beginning of this year, and we had our, if you will, normal trial and errors, getting through our initial cohorts of clients. And we're the kind of people, we would rather slow down and help less people and actually like get the outcome than just sell a bunch of seats in the program. I don't know. I'm weird like that. I would rather.
No, I think that's true. I mean, I think you know, we always talk about like, you know, Alex Hormozi talks about this exact model of saying, hey, you're better off, you know, serving less people, charging more, and then being able to really offer the high quality service to have the guarantees and to really focus on this performance that you're talking about.
Yeah. And it also has to do with like the underlying mission and vision behind people's businesses and what they're doing. If it's all to serve self, well, then, yeah, you're just going to want to create a bunch of transactions and do a money grab. If you're actually interested in helping other people actually achieve their goals and dreams, you're going to slow down and do like we just said.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. So what would you say is your biggest challenge right now in your business?
I would say our biggest challenge right now is actually developing our hierarchy and improving our delegation and increasing our reach for our hiring recruiting systems, really taking that to the next level to be able to align with more of the people who are in a similar pattern as us, with our that want to buy into our big vision and be able to execute it. We've definitely reached that critical mass of like, okay, our human resources are tapped. We're modeling and mastering high performance. And the next level of that is to be able to delegate and systemize and scale. So that's really where we're at right now.
That's awesome. So like obviously, like you mentioned this contest, but just besides that, what would you say is your top priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, so our top priority is we have a bunch of curriculums that we're actually developing right now and other programs that are ancillary that go along with this. We have several organizations and districts that we're in talk with for doing massive projects where, you know, then it's like we're rolling out programs and curriculum across an entire district and having to do talks at all those schools and trainings for the teachers and everything of that nature. So I'm really just in efficiency mode. I'm in good enough to go to market and eliminate perfectionism mode. So it's just really just head down, hammering away, building things we need to build, as well as building out our team so that we're able to effectively run with those programs as they launch.
That's awesome. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before we started this company?
Oh my gosh. Well, I would even say just in life in general, like beyond just starting this business, for anybody that's an entrepreneur or is inspired to be an entrepreneur, it's really doing the work of personal development. And people will be like, I don't get it. Like things like an hour of breath work every day and an hour of meditation and cold shower power, I call it, where you do at least 2 minutes of cold shower every single day and 111 burpees every single day. And do these things to build yourself and focus on becoming a leader by example. Because really, in my spirit, my whole life, I have trouble listening to somebody talk about something if it definitely appears like they're lacking in mastery of that thing. For instance, you know, I'm a Christian in my faith belief, and I've heard messages from pastors who are terribly overweight and they're talking about the holy vessel and fasting, right? And I'm like, bro, I can't even hear your words right now because you don't look like you do any of this, right? And so my point is the best way to influence people is to be it. If you're a CEO, if you're a leader, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to inspire your team to get better at something, even if you're not, even if you're just a everyday, whatever you do in love life, if you want your partner to become better at something, if you want your kids to be better at something, if you want your significant other to be better at something, what do? Go and tell them about it? No, I'll tell you what I do. I just start telling them about how that's the thing that I need to get better at. Because the thing that we see in others is actually the thing that we don't like about ourselves. So I went from going around in this world all my life, seeing things wrong with other people in the world and trying to fix them and pouring out all my energy into trying to fix them in the world until I realized, oh, it's actually me I need to fix. There's nothing wrong with the world or anybody else, just my perception and interpretation of it. So when we go to work working on ourselves and we model that behavior ourselves, resolve that thing within us, that's that call for help, that's seeing it in somebody else. And then guess what else happens? People are like, oh, wow, James has really like stepped up his communication game recently. Like, I should get better at that too. Or, you know, wow, James is really being impeccable with his word. He really keeps his word. And when he says something, he does it. I want to be like that, right? So rather than trying to like tell people how it should be or what they could get better at, just focus on becoming that yourself. And anything you're sensing in others or anything you're sensing you don't like about yourself, that is your higher nature calling you up in your identity. I roll on the definition of accountability being calling others up in their identity rather than out on their behavior, right? So I speak to people's identities rather than tell them what they're doing wrong.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles? What's the best way for somebody to get in contact with you?
Totally. Our website is awarenesselevation.com. You could find us on LinkedIn and social media. It's awareness_elevation on Instagram. We have a company page on LinkedIn. If anybody's looking for me directly, I am on the handle at James F as in Foxtrot. My last name, Pyle, which is P-Y-L-E. And I always tell people, just like Gomer, but no relation. And then people automatically get it and remember who I am. And I would love to connect with people. And I'm really here to serve. So, you know, if people have questions on things, if they want to know about stuff, we've got a ton of information and free downloads for them to get in the game and start executing. People have the how. People have the what, a lot of them have the how. Why don't they do it? Because they're not in a community of people that are doing it, that are encouraging them and doing it. So it's also a great opportunity to get in community with other like-minded, high-performance speakers and actually do that crazy thing of unlocking your potential. You know, I always tell people, what would happen? What would happen if you stopped taking back steps? What would happen if today was the last time you ever went back on your word? What would happen if you stopped making those stupid low frequency decisions that were keeping you from being successful? What would happen if you put down your ego and all your limitations that you try to put on your description and definition of the world and what's in it, and you just lived and went out there and had that childlike mind of service? So yeah, you guys got me all jazzed up here this morning. So awesome. It's a pleasure to be on here with y'all.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Totally.
All right. Thanks, James. Have a good rest of your day and have a great weekend.
Awesome. Rocking, guys. Talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks. All right. See bye.
Bye.